Getting ready to start the ball game here from Newman Arena, Jamestown in orange, presentation in black. The Jimmies going with a completely turned upside down starting lineup from the season opener. Five different starters then open the season. Larson, Praska, Birch, Frazier, and Chose will start for the Jimmies. It'll be Birch against Coleman for the tip. The Jimmies win the opening tap, and we're underway from Newman Arena. Jack Frazier gets it to Mark Chose. Now Birch, left of the alley, takes a dribble, feeds it out to Chose. Chose around a high screen, dribbles in, flips it back up to the top of the key, and a tough pass. Here comes Frazier down the middle, drops for Birch, right side, layup up and in as it swirls home. The 6'6 junior from Melrose, Minnesota, getting the Jimmies on the board first. They lead 2-0. Damian Luna will bounce it right side of the circle for Sumption. Back out it comes, left side for Becker. Tried to throw the alley-oop, but it's tipped at the rim and back to Jamestown. Here comes Mitch Larson up the right sideline. Chose over to Praska. Open three, didn't take it. Drives in, right-handed floater up and in for Devin Praska. And it's quickly 4-0 Jamestown. Luna will walk it into the front court. Over on the right wing, a little hesitation. Falls down and travel before he got rid of it. He was trying to get it to Becker, but traveled first, and the ball's going to the Jimmies. Jack Frazier shuffles in towards the middle of the floor, but they're going to whistle him for a travel, and the ball's going to presentation. 19:02 to go. First half of play. Jimmies 4, Saints nothing. And Luna will walk in on the front court for the Saints. Luna top of the key over to the left side for Coleman. Coleman trying to go opposite a screen, dribbles into the middle, right-handed floater off the back rim and bounds in, and Coleman scores the first two for the Saints. 4-2 Jimmies, Larson over to Praska. They've got Birch mismatched there on the backside, missed three from Chose, offensive rebound though for Larson, out to Praska, fakes the pass, dribbles across the lane into the left corner. Stop there up top to Frazier. Frazier puts it on the deck, blows by his defender, right-handed layup good. As Sumption was left in the dust of Jack Frazier. 6-2 Jimmies. Luna with it for the Saints. At the elbow for Becker. Dribbles into the middle of the lane, throws it back out to the top. They'll enter it now. Right side of the alley for Becker. Becker spinning around, throwing it out to the left corner. One dribble from Sumption. He'll feed it back up to Cherry. Cherry dribble in, then try to dump it across the lane. Tipped away by Birch. Chose has it out of Frazier. Frazier on the left wing. Hands to Chose. Shot fake. Mark dribbles into the middle. Back out to Frazier. 17:50 to go in the first half. Hand off Mitch Larson, top of the key. Turns the corner down to the left elbow. Nothing going there. Praska enters it to Birch. And they're going to call Birch for a travel. So a second travel called against the Jimmies. We've already had one call against presentation. Six to two, Jimmies with the lead. 17:30 to go in the opening 20 from Newman Arena. Left side, Coleman puts it on the deck, tries to turn the corner, rises up at the free throw line, off the back rim and into the hands of Birch. Here comes Mark Chose with it up the right sideline. Leaves for Larson. Swings around left side for Frazier. Lob into Birch is too tall and over his head and out of bounds. And Jamestown turns it over. Jimmy 6, Saints 2. Jeremiah Hawkins in for the Saints. Becker thought about the three from the right wing. Now throws it back up to Hawkins. He'll go around a high screen. Mitch Larson's there to wall him off. Up top to Cherry. Chose holding his ground. Handoff back to Hawkins. They'll leave it to Sean Schuring. Inside now for Becker. Seven to shoot. Becker turnaround right hook. Rattles out. Rebound picked up by Birch. Throws a pass ahead for Frazier. 6-2 Jamestown. Frazier to the free throw line. Left side for Chose. Chose step back, wide open, three ball, top of the key, side rim, no. Birch the rebound, try to stick it back and does. Birch with four. Alex Tiro wanted a push off from Chose on that step back, and now Coleman dribbles it out of bounds in the left corner, and the Jimmies will get it back. Damian Woodard coming in for PC. Terrell Alford in the game for the Jimmies. Right corner for Alfred. Saints in a zone. 2-3 zone. They're extending the middle and the wings. Inside, there's Larson dropping it off to Brady Birch. Good find from Mitch Larson. Jimmies go up 10-2. Right side for Hawkins. Still swing it around. Left side of the wing for Woodard. High post to Becker. He'll try a 15-footer. Clips the front rim. Comes straight down. Praska the rebound. Praska ahead for Larson. Left corner for Alfred. Jones with it between the circles. 20 on the shot clock. Back to Alfred left wing. Alfred throws it in for Larson, caught in a double, kicks to the corner, Chose back out to the wing for Praska. He attacks the middle, rises 15-footer, back iron, no. And a rebound for Woodard, back to presentation. Left sideline, Coleman into the middle, trying to duck his defender, puts it up and one for Coleman. And Danny Neville a little unsure about the call, but it'll be a foul against the Jimmies and Devin Praska. Jack Talley coming back in, and Jack played on Saturday, but could just tell, just didn't look like himself. Has a lot more color to him today. Looked a little pale on Saturday. Coleman misses the free throw. Jack Talley the rebound. Jimmy's 10, Saints 4. And Alfred threw it right to Coleman. Not sure what happened there. And back to the Saints as Alfred tried to kind of lob it. I think maybe as he started to throw it, realized that Birch was coming away from the ball, so then tried to pull it back and ended up going right to the arms of Coleman. Left wing, three, Schuring, no good. Long rebound picked up by Alfred. Alfred to the free throw line. Stops inside the lane. Out to Chose. Chose attacking the middle. Finds Jack wide open. Left corner, three. Off the back rim, no. And a rebound for Becker. Saints have it down 10-6. On the drive, right-handed floater rattles home. Tough shot from Hawkins. And the Saints with back-to-back buckets. And there's Birch behind the defense. And Alfred with a float pass. And Birch already with eight. Got behind the zone. And he just tipped in the lob from Alfred. Jimmy's 12, Saints 6. 14-15 to go here in the first. And Birch takes a charge as Woodard tries to drive through the right angle. Mark Schultz with it at the half line. Bounced it up the right side to Praska. Inside for Logan Pratt, who has it knocked out of his hands. Gets it back, though. Praska drive. Kick to the corner. Sideline three. Jack Talley ring it up. Jack Talley hits the three, and it's 15-6. And Tyrrell needs a timeout. 13:56 to go in the first half. Jimmy's up by nine.
The area's most authentic steakhouse experience can be found at the Frontier Fort. Stop in during the day to visit their gift shop and free wildlife museum and see the live buffalo. Upstairs, the grill opens at 4, where you can play one of their five electronic gaming machines. Friday and Saturday night, it's prime rib, baby. And any night, Monday through Saturday, you can get a steak and shrimp dinner for just $13.95. We found the beef and the pork and the bison and elk. It's at the Frontier Fort on the road to the Buffalo in Jamestown.
This is University of Jamestown guard Jack Frazier, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Jimmy's up by nine. 13:54 to play here in the first half, and Luda will walk it into the front court for the Saints. Off to the right side, they'll move it back around now to the left wing. First touch of the game for James Moffitt. Woodard drives baseline, tried to float a shot back up, and a blocking foul is going to be called against Jack Talley. So it'll be some free throws on that right baseline floater from Woodward. Woodward. First free throw rattles in. Second free throw good, so Woodward makes both. 15-8, Jimmy's up 7. Praska, open 3, right wing, splash. Devin Praska with a 3-ball. Jimmy's going up by 10. Moffitt, right corner, back out it comes, and around to the left side corner for Luna. Luna takes a couple of dribbles, gets rid of it, 16 on the shot clock. In the middle of the lane, backing his way in is Havis. Tries to kick this one out to the corner for Sumption. Havis now in front of Perry Olsen on the near side. Cuts across the lane to the right, and he's going to be called for a carry. Devin Praska's defense stonewalled him on the curl. Jackson Becker coming back for PC. Jimmy's 18, Saints 10. 10-point lead for the orange and black. Praska turns the corner, right side. Will it count if it goes? No, they're going to wave it off. A couple of free throws. It didn't go anyway. Trell Alford will inbound baseline right. Alford will lob it in to Pratt above the free throw line. Alford coming off the screen, right corner three, no, rebound tipped by Talley, but it's not going to be enough to get it to Pratt, and the Saints have it back. Luna, top of the key, thought about the three, didn't take it. Now right side for Sumption, high post to Becker. Becker into the lane, left-handed shot put is good. Becker just dribbled once into the lane and threw up a left-handed shot put that went in. Jones on the handoff. Back to Praska, shot fake, dribbles the baseline, drops to Logan Pratt, and he had it knocked out of his hands. He was going up, I think maybe just to drop that one in over the rim, but a foul first. And Pratt will go to the free throw line for two shots. So Pratt will shoot two. The sophomore from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, hits the first. Coming back for the Saints, Lawrence Cherry and Elijah Coleman. Jimmy's 19, Saints 10. Free throw coming from Pratt is no good. It popped out of there, and Alford nearly jarred it free. But the Saints have it back now, down 19-10, 12:08 to go in the opening half. Out between the circles, Luna shakes off to his right, dribbles down the lane line, cut off though by Alford. Back out to the left side, and a quick shot from the left block by Becker, kisses the glass and drops home. Into the corner, there's Terrell, open three, right corner, no, and a loose ball foul going to go on Logan Pratt. So Terrell's gotten two pretty good looks, but did not make either one. We have not seen Brock Schramm yet in this game. 11:46 remaining here in the first half. And we have seen Birch and Pratt. And now Birch again, but no Brock Schramm as of yet for the orange and black. Luna to the free throw line. Left side to Coleman. Coleman trying to get around Praska, dribbles down the middle and throws it down. Coleman with a big dunk to cut the lead to 5. Chose fakes the pass, launches the 3. It won't go. Long rebound out near the free throw line collected by the Saints. Luna, 3-ball from the angle is good. And suddenly the Saints have some life and a timeout for Danny Neville. First the dunk from Coleman, the 3 from Luna. And they've cut the deficit now to 2 with 11:04 to play in the first half.
Why choose professional eye care centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Frank, Dr. Freilich, and Dr. Atwood. Three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their great selection. Have they got frames? Over 1,000 pair for you to try. So many on hand that you'll want a pair for every outfit. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit proeyecarecenters.com and make an appointment today in Valley City, Jamestown, or Carrington. Professional eye care centers. Clearly the best.
This is University of Jamestown forward Jack Tiley, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
To 7, the Saints with a two-point lead. Devin Prasco within the left corner for the Jimmies. He'll move it back out. And now it's Mitch Larson. Puts it on the deck, tries to drive. Nothing there. Kicks to Alfred, but a foul first. And Alfred missed the three anyway. He's now gotten a few open looks and has not been able to find the bottom of the net yet. Mitch Larson will inbound front court sideline right. He'll throw it in to Chos. Chos back to Larson. Dribbles into a double team, kicks it back to the right side. Alfred now to the baseline for Birch, and Mitch Larson got it back on a cut down the lane, and they're going to call a charge. My only disagreement with that would be that Mitch Larson did not get him flush. It was pretty much a glancing blow, and that's hard to call a charge on. 10:33 to go here in the first half. Jimmy's up to 19-17. Cherry hands it off to Coleman on the right wing. Just had a big momentum-changing dunk. Pulls up. 14-footer right base, or right side of the lane. No good. Rebound Prasco. Prasco ahead the other way. Gets bumped in the open floor and fouled. So the Jimmy's will inbound on the base or the sideline left. Larson, Chos, Birch, Alfred, and Prasco right now. The five Jimmies. Still no Brock Schramm. And we've got a foul as Mitch Larson started to put this one on the ground to go to the basket. And a foul first. Be the sixth team foul against the Saints. Cameron Keyes getting set to check in for the first time for PC. He'll come get Shearing, who picks up his second. Larson will inbound to Chos. Right side for Prasco. Prasco around a screen to the right baseline. Cut off there. Finds Birch at the high post. Birch faces up. Goes to Larson. Larson one dribble. Didn't use the screen. Chos back to Larson. Lob into Birch. Nice one-hand catch. Gets his shot blocked. Gets it back. Blocked again. And Keyes scoops it up for PC. He'll take it up the left sideline. Off into the corner for Coleman. Gets a screen. Coleman cuts across the lane left to right. Now he's stopped. Outside the right block. Bounce it off into the corner. Three ball is long. Misfired by Hawkins. 9:35 to play in the first. Jimmy's down or up two. There's Alfred with a three. It's long off the back rim. Birch fighting for the rebound, and it's out of bounds off the Saints. It'll stay here with the Jimmy's, and Terrell having a hard time finding the bottom of the net right now. Guy that does not struggle shooting the three is having his struggles here tonight. Jimmy's up by two, 19-17. Lob into Mitch Larson. Inside for Birch. Spinning around, right hand kiss off the glass. Birch has 10. And the Jimmy's lead by four. Good find by the freshman Mitch Larson. Larson, of course, missed all of last year with a knee injury as a senior year of high school, but has come back and playing well here as a true freshman. And there's an airballed three off the left wing by Havis, but Brady Birch had it go off his right hand and out of bounds. And it's going to stay here with the Saints. Moffitt will inbound. Going to lob this one up top, and Mitch Larson jumps in front of it, tries to throw it off of... Tried to throw it off of Hawkins, and then it was stolen by Keyes, and they called over and back, and I would have to say that was not the right call. 9:01 left in the half. Jimmy's up four. They'll get the ball back on a very questionable over and back. Chos with the top of the key. Walks over to the left wing. Now up top to Larson. Swings it right for Frazier, and an illegal screen on Brady Birch. That'll be the 15th foul against the Jimmies, the first on Birch. Jimmy's up four. Luna with it for the Saints up top. Bounces it off to the high post right side for Becker. Luna comes off the screen left side, gets it, now trying to turn the corner, rises up, 12-footer air ball straight out of bounds, or excuse me, straight in the arms of Larson. Here comes Chose to Birch, handoff back to Chose, dribbles down to the baseline, tried to feed it through the lane to Birch, but it's stolen by Luna. Now Chose down to the ground to get it, will get it to Mitch Larson, who then throws it into the arms of Woodward. So the Saints regain possession after that wild scramble. Woodward with it on the right wing. Inside for Becker, backing in Birch. Spinning around, left-handed shot put is no good. And Birch tips the ball into the arms of Praska. Jimmy's up 4, 21-17, under 8 to play in the first half. Frazier, round of Birch screen, to the middle, finds Larson, left side layup, good. And a timeout now for presentation as Mitch Larson scores for the first time and the Jimmies take a 23-17 lead on PC.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Otter Tail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free. It's easy. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company. On for you.
What would life be like without telephones, internet, and digital cable? Let's not even go there. Dakota Central is proud to be the local company that provides you with these high-tech communication options. Whether it's the crystal-clear telephone connection, the digital cable that produces over 150 channels, HD and DVR, or reliable high-speed internet, Dakota Central provides it all, serving Jamestown and Carrington and beyond. Call 952-1000, 652-3184, or see them on the web at dakotacentral.com.
This is University of Jamestown forward Brady Birch, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
23-17. Jimmy's up by six. 7:47 left in the first half. Steve Linsmeyer with you from inside Harold Newman Arena. Saints will have the ball out of the coach Alex Tyrrell timeout in his first season leading the Saints after Jeremy Regal took a job at Rockford University in Illinois. It's a Division III head coaching job for Jeremy Regal. Jeremy's up six, Saints with the ball, 7:30 left in the first half. Luna comes to get it out between the circles, backs it up now towards the half line, 9 to shoot. Luna around a screen from Becker. Feeds it back up top. Havis to the free throw line. Stop there. Spins it inside to Becker. And he's going to have to try to run it down as it went off his fingertips. But the shot clock is going to expire first. And it'll be Jimmy Basketball. So Jamestown gets it back. Right now it's Chose, Larson, Praska, Pratt, and Frazier. Into the corner. Praska dribbles baseline, flips it back to Pratt. Left side layup is short, but Pratt tips the rebound into the arms of Frazier. Jamestown's got it back. Frazier to the top of the key, up top to Chose. Chose took a shot fake, tried to dribble in, was cut off. Chose, step back, three, got it! A three from Mark Chose. 26-17, Jimmy's up nine. 6:40 left in the half. Right side Moffitt now up top for Sumption. Sumption will feed it off to Luna deep on the left wing. 14 to shoot. Top of the key. Woodward opposite of screen. Flips it back to Sumption. Right side rises up. 5-footer good over the top of Mitch Larson. First points of the day for Alex Sumption. 26-19. Frazier dribbles baseline. Gets bumped. And a foul call late, and this will send Frazier to the free throw line for a 1-1. As I don't think it was going to be called until Frazier lost the ball and then was forced out of bounds after the bump. Jack Talley coming in for the Jimmies. Coleman and Cherry coming back for presentation. Frazier will shoot twice. For Free throw from Frazier is good. So he will get the second bonus free throw after making the first. Second free throw is off the back rim, but Logan Pratt's got the offensive rebound. He finds Chosu, flips it back to Praska. Three from the wing is in and out. Frazier tips it back on the other side. 29-19. Jimmy's up 10 under 6 to play till halftime. From the left wing, Cherry with it for presentation. Walks it back across to the right, leaves it off to Coleman. Coleman around his screen, trying to get by Frazier. He's walled off there. Out to Luna with 9 to shoot. Luna crossing around a screen, gets it back to the middle on the drive. Shot hits the net by Sumption. Ball tipped around. Shot clock expires. It'll be Jimmy basketball as nobody could grab a handle of it. So 29-19. Jimmy's with a 10-point advantage. 5:29 to play here in the first. Frazier, not a high screen. Kicks it off to the corner. Talley spotted up. Three, got it. Jack Talley with his second triple and a timeout for Alex Tyrrell. 32-19. Jimmy's with their largest lead of the first half with 5:18 remaining till halftime.
The dental specialists of Jamestown understand the dedication and hard work you place in each other as a team. Through dedication, time, and teamwork, all things are made possible. At Dental Specialists of Jamestown, Dr. Alley and the knowledgeable staff work together as your orthodontic team. The dental specialist team works together to make your smile shine brighter, stronger, and help align your teeth to give you that smile that you deserve. Let the dental specialist of Jamestown be your orthodontic team. Call 252-1212 or go online at jamestownbraces.com.
Two Rivers Printing is your local source for anything printed on paper. As a full-service print shop, they offer quick printing services, cookbooks, all kinds of business forms, binding, and more. So call for banner signs, invitations, business documents, and more. They can also do wide format printing in matte, gloss, blueprints, and polyester. With a staff that boasts 38 years of experience, you know it will be done right. Call Two Rivers Printing at 251-1266 at the end of 10th Street, Jamestown.
This is University of Jamestown forward Mason Walters, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Jimmy's up on PC here in the second half from Harold Newman Arena on the campus of the University of Jamestown. Steve Linsmeyer with you tonight on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400, 107.1 FM. Websites newsdakota.com, the video stream at jimmyathletics.com. 32-19, Jimmy's up by 13 here in the first half. With it on the right wing, Coleman. Now they'll swing it back around left side for Luna. Coming to the top of the key to get it. Now they'll swing it back to Coleman. Rises up. Three ball, no good. But Coleman's going to the free throw line for three shots as he was fouled by Jack Frazier. So Coleman will shoot three. First foul on Frazier, team sixth. First free throw off the back rim and bounces in. Coleman with 7 points. He's now 1-for-2 from the foul line after missing his first, makes the first of these three, and misses the second. Clock stopped at 4:59 of the first half. Second free third free throw from Coleman is good, so he makes the first and the third. He's 2-for-4 in the day from the foul line. Jimmy's with a 32-21 advantage. Praska with a bit of a size advantage there on Keys, and now Chose will get on the right elbow and get bumped and fouled by Hawkins. So the Jimmies will get some free throws now from the redshirt freshman, Mark Chose. 32-21, Jimmies up 11. And here's a bonus opportunity for Chose, who misses the first one. So Jones misses the free throw, will not get the second. Working his way into the paint with the ball was Cherry. Kicks it back out top, and a long two is knocked down by Sumption. 32-23, Frazier attacks the middle, stopped to the free throw line, out to Talley, inside for Pratt, low on the right. Pratt backing in, hop step to the baseline, lays it in and one. So Pratt will go to the free throw line to try to convert to three-point play. Clock stopped at 4:22 of the first half. And we still have not seen Brock Schramm in this first half today for Danny Neville's crew, as Pratt misses the free throw, but an offensive rebound for Praska, and the Jimmies will keep it. Left corner, Talley. Out top to Frazier. They tried to lob it in, it was tipped back at him, and now Talley gets that one stripped out of his hands, picked up by Keys. He'll drive it in, throw it up off the window, no good, and Talley pokes the rebound away from Coleman. So the Jimmies have it back. Up 11, Frazier down to the right baseline, spins it back out to the top. On the drive, Praska drops for Pratt, who bobbled it, gets it back out to Chose. Now it's Talley left side. Talley attacks, drops to Pratt, layup no, and the rebound tipped out to the free throw line for Hawkins. Cross-court pass comes left sideline to Cherry. On the drive inside now is Becker, cut off by Pratt, spins baseline and finishes. Six for Becker. 34-25, Jimmy's with a 9-point advantage. 3:25 left till halftime. Frazier bumped and fouled by Coleman. That'll send Frazier to the free throw line. 4-2, as that's going to be the 10th foul against the Saints. So Frazier will shoot two. First one is good. Frazier with 6 points tonight. The 6'3 senior from Salem, Oregon, had arguably his best game as a Jimmy in the opening round of the national tournament a year ago. Jamestown's 21-point victory over Southeastern. And Frazier hits both free throws. Terrell Alfred's coming back in for the Jimmies, up 11. 36-25 with 3:18 remaining till halftime. Walking into the front court will be Cherry. Go to the high post for Becker. Back out to Cherry on the flare right side. Now he'll dribble towards the baseline. Cut off by Talley. Talley pointing at the baseline. Thought he stepped out. And Becker again works into the middle of the lane. Throws up another shot that drops through. He's got all sorts of touch from the middle of the lane. He makes another. 36-27, lead cut to 9. Praska turns the corner, down the middle, finger roll, good. Praska with 7. 38-27, Jimmy's lead by 11. Cherry works his way down to the left baseline, brings it back out to Woodward on the left wing. High post for Becker. Walks to the wing, hands it off. Cherry will try a 3, and he hits. Lawrence Cherry with his first field goal. 38-30. Talley turns the corner, around a screen, drives in, layup good from the right angle from Jack Talley. 40-30. Jimmy lead is 10, 2:10 to go till halftime. Keys underneath the basket, throws it up wildly, missed it long. Rebound for Terrell Alfred. Ahead for Praska. Praska attacking, slides back into the middle of the lane, but a foul before the shot. And he'll get some free throws now with 2 minutes to go in this opening half. So Devin Praska will shoot two. First one rattles in for Praska, who now has 8 first half points. Praska, 8 points, 4 rebounds. And he hits both free throws. 9 for the redshirt sophomore from Thompson, North Dakota. 42-30, Jimmy's up 12. As Cherry brings it into the front court for the Saints. Pass comes to the left side for Luna. High post now for Becker, left elbow. Throws it across to the right side for Cherry. He drives across the lane right to left. Stopped there by Tally. Cherry with on the left wing now. Flips it over to Luna, deeper in the corner. Becker spins baseline and beats Birch for a layup. Becker with 10. Here comes Praska through the middle, and a charge is called. He tried to step through the middle of the lane. Gets called for an offensive foul. That'll be the second on Praska. 126 remaining in this first half. Jimmy's up 42-32 on presentation. Jimmy's will be back in action Saturday. A trip to Seward, Nebraska to take on Concordia in a big GPAC matchup. Handoff, Woodward, dribbles baseline. Skips it back out to the wing. Cherry going to try a three. That misses badly. Long rebound out near the free throw line. There to scoop it up is Mark Chose. Throws it across the floor to Tally. Tally leaves to Praska. Three ball short. And Keys has the rebound for presentation. He'll zigzag his way up the center of the floor. Now find Becker up top. Left side. They'll go back to Becker now. Working down the left side of the lane. Scoop shot to the middle. Missed it off the left side. Rebound Praska. About a 8 second or so differential between the game clock and the shot clock. Jones over to Praska on the right wing. Praska right a high screen, dribbles the middle, puts it up, and he's fouled as he tried to bank it in from straight on. It came off just a little bit left. And now we'll get some free throws from Devin Praska with 22.2 seconds remaining in this first 20 minutes. So Praska will shoot two. Chance put the Jimmies back up 12 if he can make both. Praska with 8 points here in the first half. And that free throw is good. Nine now for Praska. He's 3 for 3 from the foul line. Jimmies is the team 7 of 11 from the foul line. Praska misses there. So 7 of 12 now for the foul line for the Jimmies. They have had their issues shooting free throws this year. Jimmy's up 11. Final 10 seconds for the first half. Hand off to Keys. Keys with the screen. Works left side. Hands to Luna. Four to shoot. Keys left corner. Dribbles baseline. Throws up a wild shot. And that will end the half. As that one missed everything. Jack Tally the rebound. 43-32 is your halftime score. The Jimmy's lead presentation by 11 as we go to halftime.
Central Valley Health wants to
back with the second half after this.
This is University of Jamestown guard Terrell Alfred, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
Jimmy's 43, the Saints 32. Jimmy's lead by 11 at the break. Steve Linsmeyer with you here on ESPN Jamestown Online, NewsDakota.com, and the video stream available at JimmyAthletics.com. Lead the way for the Jimmies in the first half. Devin Praska and Brady Birch each have 10 and 5, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Jackson Becker has 10 for the Saints, who are 13 of 30 from the field for 43%. Jimmies are 16 of 29 for the field for 55%. 4 of 12 from 3, 7 of 12 from the foul line. Rebounds 22-14 in favor of Jamestown. Turnovers 11-9, Jamestown minus 2. So 43-32, Jimmy's up 11. The Saints will start with the ball. Cherry, Luna, Coleman, Becker, and Sumption will start for the Saints. Praska, Larson, Chose, Birch, and Frazier will open up the second half for the Jimmies. Wearing orange, the Saints in black. And Luna will walk into the front court for the Saints. Give it up to Coleman on the right wing. What a monster rim-rattling dunk in the first half. The Jimmies weathered a bit of a storm after that. And now they lead again by 11. Luna, top of the key now as he gets it back from Cherry. Right-hand dribble down the alley. Tries to flip it across the lane to Becker. And Becker has this one off his fingertips. Cho saves it, and it comes right back to Jamestown after a couple deflections. And the Jimmies regain possession. Birch flips it back to Larson. Turns the corner down the lane. Left-hand layup. Good. Two more for Mitch Larson. He's got four. And the lead is 13. Luna around a high screen, goes to the floater, tried to bank it in, missed it way short, and the air ball caught underneath the hoop by Larson. Larson to the free throw line, Praska back up to Larson now. Chose comes to get it on the right wing. Praska dribbles baseline, underneath the basket, had it blocked from behind by Sumption, and now a loose ball foul going to go against Jack Frazier. Praska probably should have taken one more dribble and gone to the reverse layup because Sumption was beat, but Praska tried to kind of lay it back up with his right hand, and that caused Sumption to get back in position. So 1 minute, 8 seconds gone here in the second half. Becker hands to Cherry, trying to turn the corner lane, cut off by Larson. Back out it comes to Sumption. Right side is pocket picked by Praska. Two on one the other way. Praska drops to Frazier. Right hand layup, left it short. Mitch Larson cleans it up. 47-32. Jimmy's up 15. 90 seconds gone here in the first half, or the second half, excuse me. Becker working his way down the left side. Hands to Luna. Had it tipped back at him. He's able to scoop it back up. Skips it out to the right wing. Open three from Cherry is short. And Birch has the weak side rebound for the Jimmies. Right sideline for Frazier. Frazier finds Larson underneath, low on the right. Tried to pass it across the lane. Had it knocked back at him. Then tries to throw it out of bounds off of Becker. It's stolen. Thrown ahead for Coleman. Coleman one-on-one against Chose. Into the lane. And Chose going to be called for a foul. So Chose at least avoided a layup there for Coleman. He almost had the steal. Saints inbound baseline left. In the corner left side. Coleman with it, puts it on the deck, dribbles into the middle of the lane, had it knocked free again. Mitch Larson poked it out. Praska scoops it up. Here come the Jimmies. Praska to Chose. Back out it comes to Frazier. Jimmies will set in the half court, up by 15. Birch had that one go through his legs on the entry pass into the post, and now tied up at a jump ball. The alternate possession will favor the Jimmies. 47-32, Jimmies up 15, 17-39 to play in half two. Inbound goes to Larson, who finds Birch, scooping it off to the left side and laying it home. 49-32, Jimmy's up 17. Luna will walk it into the front court for the Saints. 17-25 to play in the game. Left side for Coleman, around a Becker screen, into the middle, right-handed floater drops through. Coleman with two more, the lead is 15. Larson, shot fake from the top, drops it off to Birch. Birch caught in a double team, trying to get rid of it, and has it ripped away now by Sumption. Sumption will bring it to the half line, put the brakes on. Now he'll take it across as everybody else ran past him. Coleman will walk it over to the left wing, guarded by Jack Frazier. Picked up now on a double team by Birch. He'll back away. Left side for Woodward, who just checked into the game. Sumption, free throw line, jumper is good. Sumption with six. Jimmy's up 13, 49-36. And an illegal screen on Brady Birch as Chose tried to cut up the sideline, pass Birch. Call Birch for dropping that left shoulder. That'll be his second. Come on, 49-36. Jimmy's up by 13. Saints with the ball. 16-22. And now we have an illegal screen on the Saints. This one's going to go against Sean Shearing. So Shearing turns it over back to the Jimmies, and Larson into the lane. Had the shot tipped away from behind. He was wide open for a layup, and Shearing was able to knock it free. Saints have it back, and Brock Strom is in the game for the first time. There's a miss from in close for Coleman. 16 minutes to go. Joe shakes his way down to the baseline, hands it off to Schramm, gets it back quickly, wraps it around the right side of the arc for Frazier. Frazier tried to spin, lost the ball, and it's out of bounds off of Shearing. It's going to stay here with the Jimmies. Keys, Moffitt, and Havis coming in for the Saints. They will join Hawkins and Woodward on the floor. Jimmy's 49, Saints 36. Alfred with it on the left wing. Crosses down the middle, goes back to the right hand and lays it in. First points of the day for Terrell Alfred. 51-36, the lead is 15. Left corner now for Moffitt. Trying a little jab step. Feeds it up to the elbow for Havis. Back to Moffitt, trying to turn the corner around the screen. Falls down, lost the ball. Alfred scoops it up. Alfred had it poked free in the open floor. And a sliding pickup of the ball by Havis, but he slides right out of bounds before he can get rid of it. And now it'll be Jimmy basketball and a timeout called by Alex Tyrrell. 51-36. Jimmy's up 15 with 15 minutes and 16 seconds to go here in the second half.
The harder kids play, the harder they fall. On the field, the court, or the playground, injuries and broken bones happen. Essentia Health's orthopedics and sports medicine team offers easy access to experts who provide compassionate care to get your kids back in the game as safely and quickly as possible. Essentia Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, caring for you like nowhere else. For more information, visit EssentiaHealth.org.
This is the University of Jamestown guard, Mark Chose, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
51-36, Jimmy's up 15. They'll have the ball underneath their own basket. 26 seconds on the shot clock. 15-16 on the game clock. Inbound, lobbed into Mitch Larson. Skips to Praska, open three. Left wing is short. And Keys has the rebound for the Saints. And Keys forgot the ball, but able to scoop it back up and not lose his dribble. Right side for Woodward. Woodward tries to go to the high post to Havis. Larson knocked it away, but Havis gets it back. Skip pass left side. Dribbles in. Pulls up. 16-footer. No good. That was misfired by Hawkins. And back to the orange and black. Chos will hand it off to Praska. Down the left side for Larson. Inside for Schramm. And a foul called against Havis. Jack Talley coming back in for the Jimmies. Larson will check out after a few good minutes. I was talking about earlier and I got sidetracked, but Mitch Larson missed his entire senior year of high school and played, his team played against Jamestown in the Class A state championship here in North Dakota. And he, of course, was unavailable. Here's a lob into Schramm, and Brock at the rim lays it in. He's got his first two on his first attempt after not playing in the first half. He puts the Jimmies up again by 17. This matches their largest lead of the game. Moffitt within the right corner. Woodward cutting down the right side, gets the ball too far underneath the basket, kicks back to Moffitt, who knocks down the three. And Moffitt trims the deficit to 14, 53-39. Jones over to Talley. Talley in the lane, drops to Brock. Right side finish and one. No, they're going to wave it off. They're going to call this a charge on Talley. And Danny Neville does not agree. It's the second foul on Talley. I honestly didn't see it. I can't even comment. So the Saints will have it after the foul on Talley, his second, team's fourth. Luna bounces it up top to Sumption, top of the key. Right-hand dribble into the lane. Pulls back. Five-footer rolls off. And Schramm overjumped the ball, but Praska scoops it up. Praska to Chose. Shot fake from the angle. Drives in. Puts it up. Left it short. And a blocking foul against the Saints. Not sure who it's on, but it'll send Mark Chose to the foul line. It's going to be on Aaron Havis. So Havis will pick up the foul. It'll be a couple of free throws now for Chose. And Chose's free throw is good. Jones had missed his only other free throw attempt in the game. He's now 1 for 2. Second free throw from Jones is good. He splashes both in. 55-39. Jimmy's up 16. Luna kicks to the corner. Cherry in the right side for the Saints. Back out it comes to Moffitt. Swings it left to Sumption. Sumption holding right side dribble. Now leaves it up to the high post to Becker. And we got a foul on Talley off the ball on the cut from Sumption. It's going to be the third on Talley. Fifth Jimmy team foul already. Pass goes out to the top of the key for Luna off the inbound. Back to Cherry, deep on the left wing. Now attacks the middle, turns the corner, right side layup, no. Rebound tipped off the bottom of the rim, and then Chose able to save it underneath the rim. Ahead for Talley. Talley, the lob to Schramm, and it's over his head. Too tall and out of bounds. They were trying the alley-oop from Talley to Schramm, but a little bit too high. Up top of the key for Becker. Becker will hand it off left side for Sumption. Sumption flips it back to Cherry around the left side wing. Now they'll enter it left of the lane for Becker. He's doubled, kicks to the corner, finds Moffitt open for three, and he hits. 55-42. The lead is 13. Inside for Brock Schramm. Schramm backing in, left side, finish good. Schramm with four. Jimmy's 57, Saints 42. Cherry will walk into the front court. The Saints feeds it back to Moffitt. Now they go to the high post for Becker. Becker trying to work down the left side on Schramm and throws that one up. I don't know how he even got it up there. It hit the front rim. Picked up by Chose. Here comes Talley down to the left baseline. Out to the wing. Chose open three off the front rim. And Birch tips the rebound out. Alford runs it down at the half line. Jimmy's have it back. And the shot clock resets to 20. Lob into Schramm, right side of the lane. Schramm backing in, runs a pass back out to Chose. Chose up top, Talley coming off the screen. Three off the side rim, no. And Becker tiptoes the sideline or the baseline to keep it in. And the Saints have it again. Down by 15, 57-42, 11 and a half minutes to go. Becker straight on three off the front rim, and Chose rips down the rebound. Jimmy's bring it back. Jones over to Alford, left sideline. Guarded by Luna. Schramm comes to set a screen. Now he attacks, turns the corner, right side layup, no. And it came up just short. Luna clears the miss for the Saints. Luna brings it up the right sideline. Hands deep on that right side for Cherry. He'll back it out near the Ginger Gymnasium logo. High post. Now back to Luna. He'll come to get it across the top. Hands it back to Sumption. Luna swings it left for Moffitt, left corner. Out to Cherry, 9 to shoot. Under 11 minutes to go in this second half. Cherry, free throw line extended. Kicks to Luna, deep three to beat the horn. It's air ball, then a shot clock violation on the Saints. Will give the ball back to the Jimmies. It was out of bounds anyway. Coleman coming back. Hawk is coming back. And Schering coming back to join Becker and Cherry on the floor for the Saints. Birch, Chose, Schramm, Alford, and Talley on the floor for the Jimmies. Talley at the free throw line, tried to turn the corner, but Cherry cut him off. Now Alford, opposite of screen, right side alley, or right side angle, and he's fouled before he gets a shot up. So we'll get a couple of free throws. Or no, sorry, it's on the floor. It's on the floor. Fourth foul, though, against Sean Shearing, who came in for about 12 seconds and now will exit. ...57-42... 15 point Jimmy lead. Chose down to the left block, working on a post up, and goes to the follow-away and hits. 7 for Chose. 59-42... Jimmy's matched their largest lead of the game now for the third time at 17. Coleman Far sideline, up top to Cherry. Cherry opposite the screen, and we've got a foul as Cherry put the ball on the floor, trying to cut off to his right side. It's going to be the sixth Jimmy team foul of the half, so presentation will shoot free throws the rest of the way. Jack Frazier coming in. Brady Birch will head out, so Jimmy's going a little smaller here. Jimmy's definitely have the size advantage today on the Saints. Into the corner for Coleman. Cuts across in towards the middle of the lane. Dumps it back into the middle for Becker. Becker caught too far underneath the basket. Throws it up too high. Rebound tally. Outlet ahead for Alfred. Alfred takes it in and scores. 61-42. Terrell Alfred with his second basket. Jimmys have their largest lead of the night now at 19. Baseline drive for Cherry. Dumps it in for Becker. Tipped away by Tally. Tally runs it down. Races in across the half line. Runs it up with a Euro step, and he's fouled. And a couple of free throws now coming for Jack Tally with 9:32 remaining in the half. First free throw from Tally is good. Coming back in for the Saints is Woodward. And Tally hits both free throws. .926 remaining. Jimmy 63, Saints 42. Jimmy's with a 21-point lead. Keys tries to go to the floater as he kind of had chose posted up. Missed it off the left side. Rebound for the Jimmys. Tally attacks the baseline, cuts back in the middle. Hop step left and finishes. That's a great drive from Jack Tally. And a timeout for the Saints. 65-42. Jimmy's up 23 with 9:09 remaining here in the second half.
Hi, it's Zach, newest member of Jamestown Sports and Ortho Team with Apex Physical Therapy and Wellness Center. Did you know that you have a choice when it comes to where you go for physical therapy? Whether you suffered a sports injury, underwent surgery, or are dealing with a chronic orthopedic issue, Apex Physical Therapy is here to get you back in the game. Conveniently located at 1008 10th Street Southeast next to the Recycling Center. To schedule your appointment, give us a call at 952-2739. That's 952-2739.
This is Steve Linsmeyer, sports director for i3G Media, and today I'm talking to Megan Gaffney from the University of Jamestown volleyball team. Tell me, Megan, why did you choose the University of Jamestown to start your journey to success?
I chose the University of Jamestown because it has a great reputation for both academics and athletics. And growing up in Jamestown, I've been able to witness this my whole life. Unfortunately for me, it turned out to be the perfect fit. Start your journey to success at the University of Jamestown. Make a plan to tour our beautiful campus today by visiting uj.edu.
This is University of Jamestown forward Brock Schramm, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
.65-42. Jimmy's up 23, 9 minutes, 9 seconds remaining here in the second half. Steve Linsmeyer with you inside Harold Newman Arena. The video stream available at jimmyathletics.com, the audio at newsdakota.com, as well as on the radio at AM 1400 and 107.1 FM. Saints with the ball, down 21. Keys out underneath the basket, leaves it back out to Hawkins. He'll try to put a layup up, and Devin Praska turns it away, and it's out of bounds. Praska coming down on top of that one, knocked it out of play. And now the Saints will inbound baseline left. They get Woodward open across the lane, but Mitch Larson closes off the valve. Back out it comes, and around to the left side for Moffitt. Into Havis, fall away from the left side of the lane line. Misses off the back rim. Rebound, Devin Praska. Jimmy's have it now. Praska over to Larson on the left wing. Larson, a couple of jab steps, tried to go around Woodward, couldn't do it. They enter it into Schramm. Schramm cutting across the lane, left-handed finish, good. Schramm with six here in the second half. 67-42. Left side wing. Now they'll drop it off underneath for Havis. Havis looking for Keys in the back door. Wasn't there. Hands to Hawkins. His reverse layup is short. Rebound, though, tipped back across the half line and stolen by the Saints after the Jimmies thought they had it. Hawkins, deep three in front of the Saints bench, is an air ball caught on the other side by Mitch Larson. And Larson brings it back for the Jimmies. Larson around his Schramm screen, hesitates, pulls back, seven-footer from the middle, no. And a rebound scooped up by Havis. Back come the Saints. Hawkins into the middle, skips it across into the corner. Woodward, a three, is good. Woodward hits his first field goal of the game, 67-45. Jimmy's by 21. 7:27 to go. Larson around his screen, drives the angle, missed the shot, but Brock Schramm there to tip it back. Brock's got eight, all coming in the second half after sitting out the first 20 minutes of this game. Left side, they swing it now deeper into the corner for Keys. High post for Havis. Havis hands to Keys, turns the corner down the middle, and Brock with the volleyball spike. That one never even got started before Schramm hit it into the ground. Jimmies have it back up 24, 69-45 with 6:50 left. Inside for Schramm from the left block, and a two-handed jam from Brock Schramm. 71-45. Jimmies blown it open now in the second half. Havis. Oh, my. That three off the back rim. Picked up by Praska. Praska to Schramm on the bounce pass. Back out to Frazier. Up top, Tally. Catch and shoot. Left of the circle. Three is short. And a loose ball foul going to go against Jack Frazier. Saints will go with a line change. Coleman, Cherry, Sumption, Luna, and I'm guessing it's all their starters, so I'm going to say Becker also in. I don't see him. Oh, there he is. Yep, it is Becker. So all five starters come back for the Saints. 71-45. Jimmy's in control now, up 26 with 6:23 remaining. We get a couple of free throws from Keys after the loose ball foul, and Keys with the missed free throw. It was a one-and-one opportunity. And they're going to say this one's tipped out of bounds off of Jack Talley. And it's going to be Saints basketball. Saints will inbound to the baseline right side. Luna will throw it in. Into the corner for Coleman. Coleman working his way across the lane. Pratt blocks the shot. Coleman gets it back. And lost his footing, but they're going to call a foul first, and I don't know about that one. Coleman was well out of control. Coleman's going to get some free throws right now, but safe to say he got bailed out on that one. First free throw, or only, well, it was a one-and-one, I guess, so it does swirl in. So Coleman will get the second. It looked like it was going to spin right out of there. And second free throw rattles out, so he misses the second. 71-46, Jimmy's up by 25, 6:08 remaining in the game. Chose baseline drive, trying to go up and under, but throws it out instead to Frazier. Entry pass to Pratt on the low left side. Becker just basically putting his hands right on him, missed the shot, gets it back now, and shot clock did not reset. Tally tries to turn the corner, kicks it out to the corner. Praska bumped and fouled by Sumption. ...71-46, 5:47 remaining. Jones will inbound. Shot clock goes back to 20. Lob into Tally on the left wing. Around to the right side for Frazier. Frazier trying to dribble the baseline. Cut off by Coleman. Brings it back out to the wing. Praska with it straight away. Round a screen. Turns the corner. Right side runner. They're going to wave it off. But it's no good anyway. But it's going to be a foul against the Saints. Their seventh. So Praska will get a one and one. 71-46. Jimmy's with a 25-point lead. First free throw is good for Devin Praska. Jimmy's up 26 now. Second free throw from Praska rattles out. Praska 4-for-6 from the foul line tonight. Has 11 points. Coleman gives a head of steam into the middle. Throws it up. Too strong. And a rebound cleared out of there by Logan Pratt. Just approaching the five-minute mark here the second half. 72-46. Jimmy's in control as they've dominated here in the second half. Frazier backing his way and kicks back to Praska. Stopped at the foul line. He'll pull it back out. Jones now between the circles. Opposite of screen, left side, runner, left it just short. And it's cleared off by Sumption. Back come the Saints. Presentation down big here in Jamestown. Becker left of the lane. And that pass is knocked down by Tally, and then Praska dives after it. Sumption's lucky he didn't get hurt. As Praska dove after that, when the Jimmies are going to get it, Praska's a little slow to get up. But he and Sumption collided. And there, I mean, the way they collided, we're lucky there is not some sort of serious injury because it was shoulder on leg. And it could have been awfully, awfully bad. 72-46, Jimmy's up by 26. They'll get the ball back after the stoppage by the officials, but Praska's going to stay in the game. Pratt turns it over. Becker races with it into the front court. Spinning around Chose, cut off by Tally, but finishes anyway. Becker with 12. Jimmy 72, presentation 48. 4:10 remaining in this game. Praska right a high screen. He'll try a three. He'll hit a three. Devin Praska from the left wing. Jerry will walk it into the front court. Now just holding out near the volleyball 10-foot line. On the right side wing, Coleman opposite of screen, cut off by Tally, and a bump and a foul called against Tally, and I think Jack was hoping to get a push off there. Praska coming out, Mitch Larson and Devin Schultz coming in for the Jimmies. So some free throws for Coleman, who had that rim-rattling dunk in the first half that for a moment appeared to have turned the tide in this one as the Saints got a bunch of momentum. Coleman misses the front end, so he'll not get the second. 75-48. That was still a bonus free throw, the last bonus free throw opportunity for the Saints with 3:35 remaining. Tally cast from way downtown. That one off the back rim. And a rebound for Coleman and a loose ball foul against Jack Frazier. That was a pretty weak one there against Frazier. Coleman pretty much had control of that situation. I'm surprised with 3:28 to go in a 26-point game they'd call that one. Coleman will shoot twice. Coleman 3-for-7 from the foul line today. Hits the first. 6'4 senior from Aurora, Colorado. Tanner Slag coming in for the Jimmies. The freshman from junior from New Salem, North Dakota. I read the wrong line of the roster there. That free throw's good. 75-50. Jimmies up a quarter. Larson and Chose play catch across the top. Back up to Larson, round a high screen. Back up to the top of the key for Slag. Schultz trying to post up inside against Havis. Frazier into the middle, stops to his right, now lobs into Schultz, makes a leaping catch into double team, but has it taken away by Coleman. And the Saints have it back on the turnover. Coleman has that one poked out of his hands, but it rolls right to Cherry. Cherry with it between the circles now for the Saints. 2:51 remaining in this one. Not a high screen for Cherry. Left elbow. Schultz cuts him off. Now Cherry trying to work his way into the paint. Throws that one up way short. Tanner Slag, the rebound, has it taken away, though, by Cherry, and he'll lay it in. Five for Lawrence Cherry. 75-52. Chose, defender falls down. He hits the three. Mark Chose with his second triple of the game. 78-52. Jimmy's with their largest lead of the game with just over 2 minutes to play here at Newman Arena. The Jimmys will be back in action Saturday on the road in Seward, Nebraska, taking on Concordia. No radio coverage for that one, but you can listen to there'll be a legal screen on Aaron Havis. You can listen to the voice of the Concordia Bulldogs, Tyler Cavalli, good friend of mine, on Max Country 104.9 this weekend. 78-52. Jimmy's get the ball back after the legal screen by Havis. Schultz down to the right block, kicks it out to Larson. One more pass. Chose open three, left wing, no. Devin Schultz, the rebound. He has that one knocked out of his hands. Into the free throw line there to get it was Sean Schering, who has been most of this game on the bench in foul trouble for the Saints. Schering to the high post to Becker. Fakes the handoff. Becker, right side of the lane. Hands it back off to Cherry. Cherry dribbles underneath the basket, drops for Luna. Schultz blocks the shot. And here comes Mitch Larson with it for the Jimmies. Larson into the corner for Chose. Dribbles baseline. Finds Schultz back to the corner. Chose open three. Got it. When Mark Chose gets that much time to shoot a three and it looks that fluid, it's going down more often than not. Becker trying to turn around against Schultz, and he's going to be fouled. He'll get a couple of free throws. So first free throw from Becker is good. That's his first foul attempt of the day. Second free throw good, so Becker makes them both. 61 seconds remaining. Jimmy's up 81-57 on the Saints. About to pick up win number 12 of the season before getting back to GPAC play on Saturday. Frazier dribbles right down the middle for a layup. Frazier with nine, and now a steal. Mark Chose is going to shoot a three from the left wing. That one won't go. Offensive rebound for Tanner Slag, and he'll put it back. 85-54, final 11, or excuse me, there's 11-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock, so the Saints will still have to shoot it. The Jimmies will not. Left side for Schering. He gets caught in a double team, flips it back to Becker. Becker down to the left block, cut off by Schultz, out to Luna. He'll try a three. That's off the right side of the iron. Devin Schultz the rebound, and Jack Frazier can run the clock out as he crosses the timeline with 12 seconds remaining. And your final score tonight from Newman Arena is going to read Jamestown 85, presentation 54. It wasn't pretty for a while, but the Jimmies outscored the Saints 42-22 in the second half to win tonight by 31 points. We'll talk with Danny Neville about it after this here on ESPN Jamestown.
The biggest adventures start with the biggest dreams, and you can make them come true with the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1000. It's a sports A999cc engine, a six-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission, and an impressive 2,000-pound towing capacity, which means you can do it all, hunting, fishing, trail riding, and more. Just head to Gun and Reel Sports on 1st Street West Jamestown and check out the Honda Pioneer 1000 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
What does a certified nursing assistant do? What does it take to become a certified nursing assistant? How much does a certified nursing assistant make? All great questions. Now here is a question for you. How would you like a $4,000 sign-on bonus? Ave Maria Village in Jamestown currently have full and part-time CNA positions available. All shifts have openings. Full-time night shift is eligible for the bonus. Be a CNA at Ave Maria Village in Jamestown. Call 252-5660 or apply at avemariavillage.org.
This is University of Jamestown guard Jack Frazier, and you're listening to Jimmy Basketball.
J Jimmy's winners tonight, 85-54 over presentation. The head coach of the Jimmy's, Danny Neville, joining us. And got to feel pretty good to get back on the winning side, I'd imagine.
Yeah, feel pretty good. I don't think we played as good as we could have, but, you know, anytime you walk out of there with a W, it's a positive. And I thought, you know, one big positive was our younger guys like Devin Praska and Mark Chose have kind of taken a stride. So, you know, that's good for us. Once those guys become healthy, and then we have Chose and Praska and some of those guys playing super well, we'll be really deep.
You shook up the starting lineup tonight. What was the reasoning behind that one?
Just some returners need to kind of figure it out. You know, when you look back at it, we returned 6 out of 8 guys that played last year, and I thought the way that they had been playing was just kind of unacceptable, and you know, that's what we did. And you know, the crowd and people don't understand, but we do. And you know, we're not going to sit here and tell you everything's perfect. We got some things to work on, and we got to figure some stuff out.
Thought Devin Prask had a good game. He came out really aggressive offensively, which is not something we've seen a lot from him. The confidence must be growing.
Oh yeah, and that's to us, that's him. And anytime you can get some confidence and perfect opportunities for him the last few games with some of our guys being out and him having to step up, and you know, he's played some big minutes for us these last 3 games. And you know, Mark Chose too, he's coming together, and he looks really good.
Brock Schramm did not play in the first half, came out in the second half, looked a little more aggressive. Were you hoping to light a fire tonight?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you guys will get back to GPAC play Saturday, a trip to Concordia, obviously a big conference game for you guys. They're a team kind of right around that same spot you guys are in the conference standings right now. What does Saturday look like? Are you going to get some of these guys back, or what's the situation?
Yeah, I think we're going to try and play Mason a little bit. Isaiah's, I don't know what his timeline is with concussions. You never know. You know, you got to, until he's ready, we're not going to take chances with that. But Mason has been shooting around the last couple of days. He looks really good.
Hopefully the conditioning's up to par.
Yeah, and he's just one of those guys, too. He can do it. If anybody can do it, he can do it. And, you know, Tally's got to get into a little bit of a flow. And Concordia's tough, man. You know, they're kind of like us. They've kind of been in every game and lost some close ones and almost beat some good teams. I mean, they had Morningside beat at Morningside. And they're just really tough, man. It's going to be tough down there. But we just got to go down there with some belief and some good attitude and, you know, just got to go down there and think we can beat them.
Well, there's no more off nights. It's a grind the rest of the way.
Oh yeah, and that's how you want it, man. I mean, bring on the pressure.
Good luck on Saturday, coach.
Yeah, thanks.
That is Danny Neville, head coach of the Jimmies. His team with a 85-54 win over the Saints tonight to go to 12-6 on the season. They're still 3-5. In the GPAC, presentation falls to 3-13. They're still 0-1 in the North Star Athletic Association. So it is a Jimmy sweep tonight. The women won their first game. They won the first game tonight, 80-65 over Valley City State. And in the men's game, it was Jimmy's beating presentation, 85-54. Our next broadcast of Jimmy basketball will be 1 week from Wednesday. It'll be the 15th of January. The Jimmies will be back at home hosting Briarcliff, and we'll have it for you right back here on ESPN Jamestown and online at NewsDakota.com. So no radio coverage Saturday, but my good friend Tyler Cavalli, the voice of the Concordia Bulldogs, will have the call for you on the Concordia video stream as well as on Max Country 104.9, which you can find online. Jamestown with a sweep over Valley City State on the women's side, presentation on the men's. Our next broadcast here on ESPN Jamestown will be Friday night. The Blue Jays host Williston in high school hoops. We'll have that one for you beginning at 5:45 from Jerry Meyer Arena. So long tonight from Newman Arena. The Jimmy women beat Valley City State 80-65. The men beat presentation 85-54. We will see you Friday night from Jerry Meyer Arena.